Hello, I am Maxim Presence, and this is Indigo Minute. I am excited to discuss with you three simple steps in transforming the dark into light, transforming a negative into a positive. You have chosen this theme of exploration by incarnating in this particular moment in time, of transforming dark to light. That is what you signed up for, transmuting darkness into light. So these three simple steps will really help you in your mission, in your theme of exploration, your overall theme of dark to light, so that you can confidently transform any negativity into positivity wherever it may come up. So the first step in this three-step process is to see the negative, acknowledge the negative manifestation that's happening right there in your experience, see it, acknowledge it, face it directly, and neutralize it. See it, acknowledge it, and neutralize it. By neutralizing it, I mean take away all of the meaning you have assigned to it. Take away all the emotional projections and the mental projections that you are projecting onto that negative manifestation that's happening in your experience. Neutralize it. Take all the meaning back. Completely take a step back. Take an objective step back and look at it from a outside point of view, and then take away all the meaning from it. Meaning, look at it like it's just a neutral prop, like it's just some thing that's happening, but don't be emotionally or mentally invested in it. Just completely take all the color out of it. Completely neutralize it of all identification, of all meaning, and of all connection of it to you. So completely see it, acknowledge it, and then neutralize it. That's step number one. Step number two is ask yourself, what is the most ideal situation that can happen right now instead? What is it that would be the most ideal thing that you would prefer to happen instead of this negative thing that's happening? What would be the most ideal situation that could take the place of this negative thing? When you ask that question, what is the ideal situation that can happen for me right now that I prefer to happen? Your imagination will pull up a menu of positive, ideal, possible situations. Your imagination is specifically keyed to you individually, and it will exactly bring up the most exciting, positive, preferred, ideal scenarios for you to choose from. So step number two is you basically ask what could be the more ideal thing to happen instead. Your imagination then brings up a list of options of what could happen that's a more preferred outcome, and then you basically choose one of those that is most exciting to you that your imagination came up with. You choose a preferred ideal and you say thanks for that reality as an already existing fact. You say thank you for this ideal. It is the thing that's going to manifest in place of this negative thing. So you affirm and put 100% trust in what you prefer to happen, what you prefer to manifest, the ideal that you prefer instead. So step number two is literally asking what the ideal is, looking at the options, and then choosing the most exciting option and saying thanks for that option to take that option is going to take its place of that negative that's happening. So an example of that would be, let's say you're experiencing a heated argument. An ideal that could come up instead would be perhaps for that argument to be replaced with love, compassion, understanding. So you would then say thanks for that choice of the ideal compassion, love, and understanding, and you would put 100% faith and trust that that will manifest instead of this negative thing that's currently manifesting. Or another example is, let's say you are feeling some kind of pain in your body. Instead of focusing on the pain, you then ask what the ideal would be, and the ideal would be to feel vitality or health or some kind of freedom in that space in the body. And then you choose that option. You give thanks for that option to manifest in place of the negative that you're experiencing, and you say thanks for that. So that's step number two. Step number three is you let go of both images. You let go of the negative, so you don't continue to focus on the negative that's being pushed in your experience. And then you let go of that ideal image that your imagination came up with. You let go of that as well, knowing that that positive ideal will manifest for you with complete faith and trust in it, that your inner God power will manifest it for you in the highest possible way. And all you have to do is let go of both of the positive and negative images and allow the reflection to change. That means you let go of the negative image, the positive image, and you just allow the reflection to change into the positive. You anticipate that there will be a positive change, but you don't get caught up on how it's going to look, what exactly the time limit of when it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen in the most ideal way. You don't know what the most ideal way it's going to happen is, because you're not designed to know. But you know that the most ideal situation will manifest. So you let it go along with the negative and just allow your inner God power to manifest it in the most creative, highest, most beneficial way to you and everyone involved. Those are the three simple steps. To recap, it's see the negative in a neutral way. So you see it, you acknowledge it, and you neutralize it from that objective perspective. You take a step back and see that thing devoid of all color, neutral, completely devoid of all meaning. And then step number two is you ask yourself, what would the ideal situation be instead of this thing? And you choose one of the most exciting ideals that your imagination came up with, and you give thanks for it. You give thanks for that ideal as an already existing fact. And then step number three, you let go of the negative completely that's happening, and you let go of the positive completely that's happening, and really stay in the present moment, allowing the manifestation of the highest ideal to manifest in the way that it needs to, in the timing that it needs to manifest. So you basically just stay in the present moment and allow the thing that you've chosen, your preference, to manifest in the way that it needs to. You allow your inner God power to manifest it in the most creative, spontaneous, most beneficial way for everyone involved. So those are the three simple steps of transforming dark into light, negative to positive. And the greatest aids, the tools, the belief systems that will give you full confidence to manifest, to transform a negative into a positive, are the following. There's three key belief systems, platforms that will really give you the confidence that this is going to work for you 100% of the time. And these three belief systems that are going to support this three-step transformation process are as follows. The first greatest aid to this formula is, number one, to know yourself, to know who you are at your core essence. Because who you are at your core essence is the infinite and eternal presence. At your core essence, you are the entire reality itself. You are the writer, the audience, the script, and all the sum objects within your experience. You are all of it. So you are all powerful. Everything that's happening is under your ownership. You are the greatest force in the universe, the greatest power, the greatest wisdom, the greatest love in the universe. Number two, you can create anything that you can imagine, because anything that you can imagine is an already existing reality. Meaning, if you can imagine it, that means you are connecting into something that already exists behind the veil. If you can imagine it, that means it's a reality that currently exists that is hidden behind the curtain. Because you wouldn't be able to imagine something, you wouldn't be able to connect to something that doesn't already exist somewhere, somewhen. Because everything that you can imagine already exists. You wouldn't be able to imagine it. You wouldn't even be able to make the connection to it in your imagination if it wasn't an existing idea, if it wasn't an existing reality. So everything you can imagine, you can create. Therefore, if you imagine an ideal, that ideal already exists, and all you have to do is change your frequency to see it, because it already exists. And you know that it exists because you were able to connect to it through your imagination. You were able to imagine it. So you can have full faith that anything you can imagine is a probable experience that you can have and that you deserve if it's exciting to you. Number three, everything is happening within you, using your energy to exist. Meaning every single thing in your experience is made of you, is made of your energy. It exists within your presence. Your character, your sense of self, is a thing that exists within you. All the people, they are things that exist within you. All the props, all the environments, all the words and the thoughts and the emotions, those are all energetics that are made of you. Those are all energetics that are made of your light, your energy. They all exist within you because you are the one perceiving them all. You contain them all and perceive them all within you. So everything that's happening within you is using your energy to exist. That means that the negative things that you're experiencing, that's your own energy manifested as a negative thing, using your energy to exist. So if you want to transform something negative, all you're doing is transforming an aspect of yourself into another aspect of yourself. All you're doing is transforming a negative aspect of yourself into a positive aspect of yourself. And you are the infinite eternal presence. So you can literally take ownership of everything that you perceive. And therefore, you, because it's you, because it's made of you, because it is you, you can claim it as yourself and therefore change it. You can only change something that you take ownership of because it's your thing, so you have authority to change it. It's like, this is my house and all the things in my house are mine, so I have authority to move things around, to change things around in my house. If you look at your presence as the house, and your own character as an object in the house, and all the people as objects in that house, you have ultimate authority from that presence perspective, from that presence identity, to transform anything in that house, in that presence of yours, because it's all made of you. You own it all. It's all made of your energy. And this is the big misconception, is that it's not your ego I'm talking about. It's not your ego that has ownership over that person. Your ego is a prop, just like that person is a prop. Your presence, your primary identity, is the total moment, is the total event, the total image, the whole reality itself. So from that presence perspective, you have the authority to act with infinite power, infinite love, and infinite wisdom, because it's all within you. So these three understandings, these three belief systems of knowing who you are, knowing that anything you can imagine you can create, knowing that everything that you are experiencing, including the negatives, are happening within you and are made of you. They are you. You own them because they are aspects of yourself. That means you can change them because you are them. So those three understandings can help you to 100% have complete faith that these three simple steps will work in transforming negative to positive. Those three simple steps are literally what you as the presence can do to transform anything that you prefer within yourself. Those three steps, again, to recap, are to see that negative aspect of yourself neutrally from that outside presence point of view. Step out of your character. Look at that negative thing from your presence. Basically, your character can get tangled up in the negativity, but your presence will be free because your presence is free from being any identity. It's all identities. It's free from being any specific identity. So you could see it anything neutrally from the presence perspective. So you neutralize the negative, then you ask what would be the highest possible ideal instead. And then you make that choice within your presence and you say thanks for that reality because you know that that reality exists within you. You know that that ideal exists within you because everything exists within you. And if you can imagine it, that means it's something that already exists within you. So you could choose it and you know that because it already exists, you know that some version of it will manifest. So in step three, you let it go. You let go of the negative, you release the positive, and you basically kind of put in the order in the restaurant. Stay in the present moment, and then allow the universe, the waiter, the higher mind, you allow the reflection to change and bring you that order in the most exciting way possible. It's like you put in an order at the restaurant, and the waiter comes back with your food better than you imagined. So those three steps are really key to be backed by those three tools. Now, those three steps will only be hindered in manifesting by fear and doubt. Fear and doubt are the only two things, the only two enemies that will prevent you from transforming dark to light. Fear, if you are afraid, then you are buying into false evidence appearing real. You buy into the negative so much that you forget about your infinite eternal nature and you connect through fear into the negative thing that you don't prefer. It basically seduces you into identifying with the negative circumstance and therefore you unconsciously expand the negative circumstance because you're so focused on it, so afraid of it, that you can't help but continue to see the fear. The fear has you kind of hypnotized by it to the point where you don't know of your, you don't have other options. All you can see is that fear that looks like it's going to overwhelm you. So fear will emotionally and mentally tangle your consciousness into basically making you unconsciously identify with the thing you don't want. And the key to understand is that whatever you focus on, whatever you put your attention on, you're agreeing to bringing that into your life experience. You're agreeing to bringing that into your life experience. So fear will seduce you into creating a reality you don't prefer. And doubt helps fear by making you doubt that you can change your circumstance. Doubt will make you think that you're powerless. Doubt will make you think that you can't make this change happen because it'll convince you of being small. It'll convince you of being a small, powerless character. So doubt and fear work together to disempower you from identifying with your infinite eternal presence. All of these changes of dark to light can only be made from an empowered presence perspective, of feeling like you can do it, of you know you're going to do it, and knowing who you are and why you're so powerful, where of course it's going to manifest, of course it's going to transform. So doubt and fear are the two enemies to look out for. And when you practice being your big self, your presence, and connect that into your character identity, it'll be easier for you not to get seduced by doubt or fear. It'll be easier for you to be able to manifest the transformation from dark to light. And the way to practice being the presence is through silence, stillness, and peace, because that's where your soul really shines. Silence, stillness, and peace is where you can truly see who you are. Silence, stillness, and peace. So with that, I am sending you so many blessings, wishing you and sending you all my love, and may peace be with you. Thank you so much.